shamrock is formed by Lautergrown, Irish crown, and St. Patrick's Day no more will keep this colour can't be seen, for there's a bloody law against the wearing of the green. I met with Napper Tandy, he took me by the hand, and he said, "Of poor old Ireland, and how does she stand?"
Since the colour we must wear is England's cruel red, sure Ireland's sons will ne'er forget the blood that they have shed. You may take the shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod, but 'twill take root and flourish still, though underfoot 'tis trod. When the law can stop the blades of grass from growing as they grow, and when the leaves in summertime their verdure dare not show, then I will change the colour I wear in my corbeen. But till the day, please God, I'll stick to wearing all the green. But if at last our colour should be torn from Ireland's heart, her sons with shame and sorrow from the dear old soil will part. I've heard whisper of a country that lies far beyond the sea, where rich and poor stand equal in the light of freedom's day. Oh, Erin, must we leave you driven by the tyrant's hand? Must we ask a mother's welcome from a strange but happier land?
For the wearing of the wearing of